Radio.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Smack Bang Girl of the Week, Chanel Preston, on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello. We have a connection. Joe, why do I hear the air conditioner yet again?
Oh, sorry about that.
Holy crap.
You have one job,
motherfucker.
I was working on the ham cam.
I know, but you have one job.
I know, but I'm confused.
It's to turn off the air conditioner so I can hear the beautiful, vivacious, sexy Chanel Preston on the fucking show.
And cute, too.
She's cute, too. Yes. I know.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. By the way, and not blowing smoke up your ass, because I would blow smoke up your ass. I would figure out a way to do that. But
I believe that.
I know.
No question about it.
Chanel Preston, by the way, one of the hottest women in porn. There is no two ways about this. Your face gets me hard.
Ooh.
I don't even need to see you naked. Your face gets me hard. That's how hot you are.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, Chanel Preston connected to us in an even more cooler way. Chanel, we popped Chanel's cherry. We were one of the first radio shows, I believe, if not the first radio show, to ever have Chanel on. So she's a two-time Spank Bang Girl of the Week from the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have, when she first started, I have an autographed picture of Chanel.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yes, from when she first started, she's on a beach, and she's naked on the beach, and she's got sand on her vajayjay.
Ooh.
In the picture, and it's quite sexy. But now, even further brand new pictures that we're going to have up on the Spank Bang Girl of the Week pictorial.
Right.
Danny's going to have it up there as we speak. They're up there right now. Danny's just pushing a button, putting them up as we speak on the Twitter on @HamRadioShow. You can go to the Facebook. Everything's going to be up there, the Ham Radio Show over there. But you can see for yourself how ridiculously hot Chanel Preston is. And I have a picture of you. I swear to God, I'm getting tongue-tied. That's how hot she is. But the picture, I was saying it before, all you're doing in the picture that I put up is you're wearing a regular old everyday dress, and your hair is in a ponytail. And it's one of the sexiest fucking shots I think I've ever seen in my life.
Well, good. Makes you happy.
I make you happy. Well, no, because it's weird, because sometimes we get the over-processed, over-modulated porn star that you get, Joe.
Well, yes.
Who fucking, has the big hair and the fucking big old titties and the fucking blown out everything and the fucking the blush on the face and the big ruby red lipstick and the blah, 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 blah.
Stop, you're making me hot.
Yeah, and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, The sexier thing is the kind of
underplayed
absolutely sexiness.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, she pulls it off better than most.
That's a good phrase there.
Yeah, she pulls it off.
Because I'm lazy.
Yes, but I think you're hot enough to be lazy. That's the fucking difference.
Yeah.
You're hot enough.
Well,
thank God. Yeah, if you were...
I can be very lazy.
Yes, and I thank you for that. Now, by the way, these pictures are up right now. You go to hamradioshow.com as well.
Beautiful bikini.
Fuck the bikini. Let's go down to the... Yeah. She's titty fucking some dude in the first one,
okay,
which is kind of nice. Danny has duplicates. She's titty fucking twice in this thing.
Yeah.
I think Danny loved that shot. It's in there twice. Now, see, look. Go down, Danny. Go down three. First column, third one down. Keep going. Right there. Click on that one, please. Now, it's just her. It's Chanel Preston. She's not ridiculously dressed up. She's in a bathrobe that's open. Okay? She's got a little itty-bitty little fucking trail of hair, which, by the way, I find sexy on a woman.
Are you trying to tell me that's not hot?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
but it's
hot.
But she's not made up. That could be Chanel Preston, at her house.
Oh.
And she just undid her fucking bathrobe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she's not made up to look like overly fucking sexy in that picture, but she's overly fucking sexy in that picture.
Absolutely.
That's
what I look like right now.
I bet you money you probably do. That's the scary part. She's trying to be funny, but I bet you she looks like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you when she's at a pool party and she's probably wearing that little white bikini, that's exactly what she looks like when she's sitting by the pool. That's the dangerous part. She's dangerously sexy.
Yeah.
Because if that was trust me, if that's the girl that's next door to me, right? I'm peeking in her window at night. I'm not going to be able to control myself.
You're going to get arrested, that's for sure.
And she takes it in the ass. Do you only take it in the ass on film?
No.
No, so it really...
That was happening before I even got into porn.
Oh, my God. Now, what can I have to ask this, because as a man, never having a cock in my ass that I am aware of,
wow.
You know, sometimes you fall asleep at the doctor's. You don't know what's going on.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah. What does that feel like, to have a cock in your ass? That's really a good question. Because that guy's cock is monstrous, Danny.
Oh. I was just going to point that out
that
for
thing,
you.
It looks like my arm going in your asshole.
It feels different for different people and at different times. I always say that your asshole has its own mood. It's like independent of you. Ooh. And it sort of decides things. So some days it's like, I feel like getting fucked in the ass, and you're like, this feels amazing. Something about the pressure just feels really good. And then other days, your asshole's like, no, I'm not feeling this.
Not today.
I think it also depends on the girl, because I know quite a few girls.
Danny's like, I know a lot of girls get fucked in the ass.
But some do it just because their man likes it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some girls that do it because they really enjoy it. I mean, so it all, right. I think this depends.
No, I get there has to be, first off, to stick something in a girl's ass, in anybody's ass. For the gay people, too, that are out there. For a dude that wants to stick it in another dude's ass. You gotta really enjoy it for that to fucking happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna go, yeah, well, I know we're gay and we're gonna stick it in each other's asses.
Yes.
And it fucking hurts me every day. Like the only compliment that I could ever give my dick, and I will say this in front of Chanel so she, can go, oh, really? Is the only thing I can say, my dick is usually too wide for normal women's assholes. Like, if we're not shooting it up with lube and she's not a porn star and she hasn't, trained herself to take a giant, giant hog in the butthole, then I normally can't do it because it hurts my dick.
It hurts your dick? Like, is it getting squeezed so hard?
Yeah, like the butthole is too tight.
That's true.
Chanel, the butthole gets too tight.
Yeah.
And it's like, ow! After a while, it doesn't feel good, so I just stop, I stop having butt sex because it doesn't feel right. I'd rather a pussy over an asshole any day of the week. Twice on Sunday.
I do know a lot of guys like that prefer the pussy. And they have plenty of anal sex. But there's porn guys that say the same thing.
Now, do they make you have, not make you, they don't put a gun to your head. But do they make you, like when the director's like, and then we're going to go into anal, and, but like, do you like, ever just go, I don't even like anal. Like, but you like anal, but I'm saying...
Yeah, I mean, I was having anal sex before I was in porn, so I actually enjoy it. But sometimes it can be work, and sometimes it's really fun. So on the days where it's work, it feels like work, and you're like, I don't know if I feel like having anal sex today. But other days, that's all I want. I don't even want them to touch my pussy. And I'll actually request it on some days. I'm like, don't even go there, because she's not happy today.
do you prefer the ass? Is that like your hole of choice or what?
No, I wouldn't say it's my hole of choice. I can't say whether I prefer one over the other. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. And because sometimes I will actually crave anal sex, like I want it really bad. But other times I could care less. It's like one or the other. But there is, sometimes a little bit of the messy factor. Sorry, bring it up. It's just a reality. So some days you're like, I totally could have anal sex all day long. And other days you're like, this is not going to happen.
So what about what about oral sex?
What about oral sex? Do I like oral sex?
Are you a giant fan? Like, because I don't have a giant cock. So I like to make sure that you come for me using my hands and my lips first. See, my plan is I want to make you come so that way you're happy, and then I know I'm going to end up happy.
Well, I actually get off on giving. I really like giving head. Getting head, it feels amazing, but I actually prefer to give it.
That's fucking...
That gets me really excited. So that's like my type of foreplay.
That's your type of... What'd you say? You're off mic because you're snoring. You're breathing
like
heavy.
I can't help it.
Because he's looking at pictures of you, and all I hear in the background is...
I know. This is sounds like the perfect woman.
Yeah, well, a lot of women like giving head. As much as they make that joke, that you always hear about, like, wives and everything else, and they're like, I'm not sucking your dick, all that stuff. There are women out there that actually love fucking sucking a cock. They
it's not your birthday today.
Yeah, it's not your birthday. They love sucking a dick, and Chanel obviously being one of Chanel president, our Spank Bang Girl of the Week, she loves and desires your dicks, gentlemen. She loves the oral. She wants to give you the oral sex. Do you like, cause I know, like, I'll daydream about, like if I know I'm getting laid later, like if it's something like, I know when I get home, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna have sex, and the whole nine yards. Do you crave it as much as, like, I crave pussy? Do you crave, like, oh, that dick, I'm gonna fucking suck that dick later? Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know how much you crave that pussy. I imagine it's a lot.
I do crave that pussy. I do crave that pussy a lot, yeah. Like, I would eat your pussy for at least a solid 20 minutes.
Well, I get it a lot. So maybe this sounds like I'm entitled or selfish, but I just get it a lot all the time. So it's sort of expected.
There's just dicks flying at Chanel
Brothers.
If someone
denies me, I actually like that.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about, like, on set, or you're talking about in your life?
In my life.
All right, so in life, so from regular, normal, everyday, how much dick do you think that you get during the course of a week?
Oh.
See?
In the course of a week?
Course of a week.
Well, maybe like four.
God, four dicks.
It's not that much, but I'm at work all day.
Yeah, but do you imagine if I got four pussies a week? I mean, come on. Do you imagine how amazing that would be? Like, oh,
dream, buddy.
Yeah. Four pussies is like, I think four pussies actually trumps, like, is the rarity that you're going to get. I mean, unless I look like Brad Pitt with, like, Ron Jeremy's cock, how do you get four pussies? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like a normalcy. I mean, you're fucking incredibly hot. I can see that is the trappings of being ridiculously fucking hot. Guys just want to give you dick. I mean, like, all day long, they just want to give you dick. You know, they're at the grocery store, they're like, let me point to the fucking Cheerios with my cock. I understand that. They want to flirt at you. You get flirted with all the time, right?
Well, I don't get flirted with as much as you might think.
What? Are they dead?
People don't really flirt with me.
Are they intimidated that you are that fucking hot?
I'm not really sure. I do, when I'm out by myself, I do tend to have, like, resting bitch face, as I've been told.
Okay.
So I think people don't, I'm not very approachable, but it's not on purpose. Like, I don't know I have that face. I'm just thinking, and I'm, like, in my own world, and I'm, like, going to get coffee, and I'm, like, going to the store. I'm not really thinking about what my face would look like.
She's got this grumpy, she's not thinking about cock, because then she'd be smiling. So she's got this grumpy, I need cock face. She's mad because the cock hasn't arrived and the cappuccino has not got there fast enough.
The cock has not arrived. Yeah. They're not approaching me. They're not talking to me.
Because I would imagine that someone this hot, Danny, would fucking literally, would legitimately go out there and hit on her all the time. Like, I would imagine that men would be drawn to her, but I think also on the other side, they'd be afraid of, like, her because they're intimidated. Because you are that incredibly hot. Like, it takes a lot to walk up to a girl like you.
I can understand that. But Kiddo in our chat room that's listening on planetplatypus.com wants to know, does it go the other way around? Does she ever seduce a guy?
Have you ever just saw a guy that you wanted to, hit on? And you're out there and you're like, oh, man, I got to have that cock. That guy's definitely probably...
I thought about this the other day, and I've never actually gone up to a stranger and hit on them. What I do is I'll meet someone, and over time, I'll, like, seduce them. But I've never been at the store or something and just gone up and hit on a guy. And I think I need to try that.
You should try that. What about, like, a bar-type scenario? Or if you happen to be a guest on a radio show and you want to hit on the host? So I'm just throwing these ideas out.
I don't know how I would do it, to be honest.
Oh,
like,
you lucky guy, you.
Well, let's practice. Let's practice. You hit on me. Go ahead. You hit on me. I'll see if you're good at it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Hi.
Hi, do you know you have resting bitch face?
Do I? I don't mean to, but maybe you can tell me a joke and I won't have resting bitch face.
Wow. A joke is that I think I could get you. That's a pretty good joke. have you tried the cheese in aisle 4?
I have not.
Oh, maybe we should have a cheese and wine date together. Wait, I'm ending up picking her up now.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it.
I don't even know how to pick up a guy.
We need that.
Just
fucking undo your buttons on top. You'll pick up a guy. Trust me.
But you feel like I do wear shirts that are like see-through and like showing stuff.
What about yoga pants? I love yoga pants because you have a tremendous ass.
I'm wearing yoga pants right now.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we have to go to some website, Danny. Whatever we have to do, we need to get a hold of whoever gives out the Nobel Peace Prize and nominate the guy who invented yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy, that could stop wars. You get Chanel President in yoga pants in a supermarket where it's nice and cold and she's got the nipples probably coming out. And she's in her yoga pants. What color are your yoga pants?
They're black.
All right, black. Panties, no panties.
No panties. No panties.
Danny, can you yell at Joe and tell him not to answer for fucking Chanel?
Answering for yes, Joe.
Yes.
I can't help it.
All right.
Now can Chanel tweet us a pic of her yoga pants?
Yes, can you take a picture? Yeah, send it to Ham Radio Show. Take a picture of you in your yoga pants.
Yeah.
And we'll try to see if we can get you to hit on guys, if this is the proper guy hitting on outfit.
As a matter of fact, you could send us your yoga pants.
You could send the yoga pants, too. Slightly used. I'm okay with that.
In a Ziploc bag so we can have the scent preserved.
Yes. Can you send me in a baggie?
That would be Chanel Preston.
Yes. At Chanel Preston on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Fred 2 in the chat room. I don't know if there was a Fred 1, but Fred 2 in the chat room. Chanel, he wants to know, do you like handsome or do you like funny? If you had to, like, gun to your head, you have to choose handsome, like he looks like Brad Pitt, or he's funny and he looks like a fat guy behind a microphone.
That's a good question. Is it more interesting than
the
guy who's amusing?
Funny.
Funny. Yeah. So I have a chance.
I definitely would choose funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Now, when you laugh, do you come?
At least he's not a shallow person.
No, I know. I don't come when I laugh.
Like, if she laughs, does she just start squirting?
Well, you know, looks are only skin deep, but stupid lasts forever. You
damn
know?
Right.
It's just, you know, whatever it is.
And I, sir, I am forever.
I hope so.
I am forever.
Yeah.
Chanel President,
like,
by the way.
I like quirky guys. That's my thing. I kind of like them. It doesn't really always matter what they look like.
The hot chick in the yoga pants says that, except I'm not going to get to fuck Chanel Preston. Some really good-looking dude who's probably not as funny as me is going to get to fuck Chanel Preston today, and not me.
Well, go into porn, and maybe you can do a film with Chanel.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, maybe I should go to I should become a member of the headquarters thing, because this is going to be a members-only party.
Ah.
Okay, Chanel Preston, Abella Danger.
Okay.
These are two, by the way, Abella has a tremendous ass, too. Phenomenal. It's going to be two beautiful asses.
Yeah,
this is amazing. We'll be at headquarters.
Okay.
All right, April 28th. You need to fucking look this up. April 28th, 552 West 38th Street in New York City.
Yes, we've been
You become there. A member. It's very simple. Go to hqnewyork.com. Become a member. It's a members-only party.
Yeah.
So you want to be on the list because she's going to be there. Chanel Preston, who...
I will be there.
Who likes normal guys. Think about that for a second.
Funny guys.
Funny, normal guys.
If you have no sense of humor, get the hell out.
We're telling you right now, gentlemen, you have a chance.
I can't go.
There is a chance that Chanel Preston might fall madly in love with you.
I'm not funny.
She might. She might fall madly in love with you.
You think?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Chanel,
yes.
I honestly think, are you going to strip? Are you going to strip at this party?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion? I know that everyone's telling you, go get the fancy outfits. Go get the lights. Go get the fucking thing. Yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Do a striptease. The Let's Get Physical. All right, Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical.
Is this your fantasy?
And I'm telling you right now, the men will be throwing money at the stage.
Yeah.
They're going to be throwing their wallets.
That's just a great idea, actually. That is a great idea.
I'm telling you. Let's get physical. And she's wearing the yoga pants and the little workout gear, and she's just doing the whole, she walks in, she runs in like she's doing jogging in place, or her titties are bouncing.
Yeah.
They're just bouncing up and down, and they're bouncing to the music. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a great idea. I might have to actually consider that.
Think about that. A hula hoop. She can do some hula hooping.
You can make it like a play, you know, like really all worked out like a Beyonce whole concert or something, you know.
Yeah, hashtag lemonade and the yoga pants.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hashtag yoga pants.
Just so you go a little further, you know.
They solve more problems.
A little more sexier.
And then if you pee on yourself, you can do hashtag lemonade as well.
I don't go for that.
Which is also a plus. are you willing to play? Are you home alone?
I am home alone.
It always sounds creepy when I ask him.
Really?
Are you alone? Do you want to play a game?
Oh, it always sounds creepy when I do it. So
you are a sick fucking
I might as well just become Jigsaw when I do it.
Okay.
Do you want to play a game?
We have a game that you can play that will really help out the people. Mm. And it's going to be sponsored by HQ New York today.
Yes.
So let's do that. Let's make this happen. Let's make let's promote the event by playing everyone in America's favorite game, and sometimes some people in Detroit as well. This is Masturbate Theater.
And now, Ham Radio presents Masturbate Theater.
Yes! With the lovely Chanel Preston.
Yeah.
Who's wearing yoga pants.
Ooh.
As we speak.
I'm excited.
I know we're not playing Let's Get Physical, but she's about to get physical. God damn it.
You want to give this one to Fred, too?
Does Fred, too, does he deserve it? I have Kiddo and Fred, too.
Is Kiddo Fred
who do I want to give it to?
Not either one.
No. All right, first person to answer in the chat room will give you the dubious distinction of being Chanel Preston's prey in the game of Masturbate Theater. Let me just explain how this works. Fred 2-1. Fuck it, it's already done. Fred 2 has already chimed in. So, what you have to do, Chanel, is we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. And all you, 30 seconds.
You can, feel free to go longer.
Feel free to go longer. We'll listen to whatever you're going to do.
As long as it takes.
Yes. I mean, I do have to unbuckle my pants, so it's going to take a couple seconds. But what you're going to do is you're going to slowly pull down your yoga pants and feel free to masturbate as only you can. Enjoy life. Think of that cock that you crave. Think about the funny guy at the supermarket.
The funny guy. Yeah.
Think about Fred 2. Poor Fred 2 is jerking off to the show today.
Yeah, she could use his name.
Yes. Well, that's what she's going to do.
So I should use Fred 2's name.
During the climax. Please use our fan. Today's fan of the day is Fred 2. He's our chat room fan of the day. And he needs to win. He begged. He's screaming me, me, me with a whole shitload of exclamation points. He would like you. He prefers if you call him Freddy during
Freddy, it. Okay, got it.
Last name Kruger. No. call me Freddy is what he's asking. So Freddy is going to be the winner of the Spank Bank Girl of the Week's Masturbate Theater, Chanel Preston. All right, so all you have to do is just play with yourself and moan his name during it. It's a very simple game. Everybody wins. It's the only game in the world where everybody wins.
That's
right. Okay, not just Chanel, who gets to rub one out, but we all get to win because we get to hear her rub one out.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's put 30 seconds on the clock. She can go over if she feels free. Freddie, please unbuckle your pants and pull your cock out.
Okay.
And America, get ready, because this is the Spank Bank Girl of the Week. Thank you. Chanel Preston. And this is her big O in Masturbate Theater. Baby, action. Go ahead.
All right. Freddie, I just want to bend right over in front of you in my tight little yoga pants. And I want you to see the crack of my ass right through the seam. And I want you to come over to me. And I want you to pull them down nice and slow right
over my little booty while I touch my little clit. And I want you to spread open my little clit and stick your cock deep inside of me. And I just want to rub it harder and harder. Freddie, I love your cock so much inside of my tight, wet little pussy. It feels so good, Freddie. I want you to make me come with a hard cock of yours. Freddie, I'm going to come.
Nice.
Thanks, Freddie.
Freddie! Good job, Freddie, with your hard cock. Good job. Now, see, that's all you have to do. I think, honestly, that's what... If she went to a supermarket and still started doing that,
that's right.
Joe, can you pass me the Cheerios?
Yes, please.
With your big cock?
I'd like to see that cucumber, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for teaching me how to hit on men. I think I will be very successful.
I think if you put in at any point during the conversation when that's you're right. hitting on the gentleman, I rub my clit, I believe she said, during that, I believe that's what she said.
Yeah.
If you say that during any form of it, you will be able to achieve your dream of hitting on a man.
Yes. I think it'll happen in the parking lot.
Yes. Can I, and when she had me captivated when she said, pull your pants and see the crack of her ass and her little booty. Oh, it's beautiful. Every part of that was beautiful.
Very good. One of our best.
There was never a bad part of that. Yes. That was exceptional. Yes. Definitely. And Freddie, you owe us, you fucking asshole.
That's right. You little can't spell your own name.
Yeah. Danny.
I think he was nervous when he was typing it.
Danny sent me a note. Can we get her to do a big O while she does yoga? But I think she's already achieved it. I think that she did downward dog.
Sure.
And it became downward doggy style. And fucking Freddie went to town.
Freddie got fingered.
Yeah.